Rupert Murdoch's News Corp may have shut down his News of the World tabloid, but that's not stopping British singer-songwriter Billy Bragg. He has a beef with Murdoch's publications, and he's singing about it.
Someone's hiding in the bushes with a telephoto lens, while their editor assures them the means justifies the ends. 'Cause we only hunt celebrities, it's just a bit of fun. But scousers never buy the sun.
Bragg explains how the phone hacking scandal inspired him to compose the song Never Buy the Sun.
While I was listening to the story last week, I was reminded that in Liverpool, there's been a long-standing boycott of the News of the World's daily sister paper, which is called The Sun. Because in 1989, The Sun printed a report following a terrible incident at a soccer match in the UK, where 96 people died in a crush, were crushed to death.
Right, that was the famous Hillsborough disaster.
Hillsborough. And it involved the Liverpool Football Club, and The Sun newspaper printed a few days later, under the banner headline, The Truth, accusations that Liverpool fans had robbed the dead bodies that were laid on the pitch, and in some cases had urinated on them. And people in Liverpool took such offence that it was completely unfounded, and since then they've maintained their boycott. And it seemed to me, as everybody else suddenly threw up their arms to complain about the activities of the News International titles, that the people in Liverpool, with their principled stand against The Sun, actually were the only people who were coming out of this smelling in roses.
So connect the dots for us from Hillsborough to this current scandal with Murdoch's publications. I mean, are you calling? Do you think there should be a national boycott for, well, not just his publications, but all tabloids?
Well, I think that we do have to ask ourselves the depths that journalists will sink to for information. A lot of the allegations currently against the Murdoch newspapers regarding phone hacking involve inappropriate payments to police officers. And the Sun reporting from Hillsborough was all about a journalist talking to some coppers in a pub. So there is a definite connect in this. But it's only recently come to light that it wasn't just celebrities that the journalists were hacking into the phone messages of. It also was the families of murder victims, the families of British soldiers who've been killed in Afghanistan. And since then, day by day, more and more despicable behaviour is leaked out. And I think people are beginning to question, whether or not the way that we do reporting in the UK, the way that we sell newspapers in the UK, it needs to be reformed in some way.
So let me just ask you one more time, Billy Bragg, are you calling for a national boycott of The Sun or any other tabloids?
I am, not just The Sun. I mean, Rupert Murdoch also has a very lucrative satellite TV channel. People subscribe to Sky TV. I would like people to vote with their remote.
This scandal, the whole News of the World scandal, the hacking scandal, has clearly hit a raw nerve with the public there. But you were angered enough to write a song. Have you ever been targeted by the tabloids?
I have, yeah. Around the time our son was born.
What happened?
They were outside my house trying to take photos of me pushing the pram up the street. It was ridiculous. As if anybody cares that I've had a baby and I'm not married. I mean, quite frankly, in this day and age. But it's not very nice. I accept that when you're in the public eye, that you're always going to attract that kind of thing. But, the families of murder victims, the families of soldiers who've died, they're hacking into people's medical records. But if it's the families of recently been bereaved, it just adds to their pain, I'm sure.
Singer-songwriter Billy Bragg, let's give listeners a bit more of Never Buy the Sun, and let me thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
In the corridors of power, they all sit down to sup with the devil and his minions, and they ask for his opinions. And the politicians wring their hands and cry what's to be done. But scousers never buy the sun. Comes out looking good when all is said and done, but the scousers never buy the sun.